This is Daim Shahbaz at Chess Drum. We're in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we just completed the Millionaire Chess Open. I actually have the honor of having the winner here, Wesley So, won first place. Congratulations, Wesley So.
Thank you, Daim. Thank you. It's the happiest day of my life.
So this Millionaire Chess experience obviously has been positive for you. When did you decide to play in this tournament?
I decided to play a month ago. Mm-hmm. I have doubts to play in this event at first because I knew it was going to be really tough. And since I'm a full-time student on Webster University in St. Louis, I didn't have much time to prepare. And so I was a bit worried, but in the end, I'm glad that my coach convinced me and she gave me the courage to participate in this tough event, and everything worked well in mm-hmm. the end.
So what do you think about this tournament, the tournament format, and maybe some of the extra features that they've had? Do you think that this is maybe a very good format, having the classical and then the rapid?
Well, first of all, this event is a very well-organized event, and I have to credit the organizers and the sponsor, Amy Lee, for doing this event. It's a very well-organized event. I'm surprised. And also, Vegas is a great place. And so they did everything perfectly. There was a lot of security to prevent cheating, and they have the pairings up. So far, I'll give this tournament 5 stars, and I hope they do the same next time they host it. And as well for the tournament format, I think it's reasonable. After they made it so after 7 rounds, the 4 players will play semifinals and finals, I think that makes the tournament a lot more exciting than just going for Swiss. Mm-hmm. And also 2 games a day makes the tournament short. So overall, I like the format and it worked well for me. Mm-hmm. And I really like it that they have the semifinals and the finals. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're a student at Webster University, but you're also playing quite a bit of chess.
In
the last year, your rating, ELO rating, has increased, and you're now number 10.
In the world.
What have you attributed to this improvement?
Well, this improvement, well, continuous study, hard work, but it's not only about chess study. Chess is about a lot of things. I would contribute it to increase stamina. Mm. I have been working on my physicals quite a bit, and you need to have a lot of energy, especially for events like this with 2 games a day. So chess is not only about all chess preparation. That's not only about all openings, for example. You need to be physically fit. You need to have a lot of energy. Also, chess is a very long game. Games last for 4 or 5 hours a game. And you need to have full energy even during the 5th hour. So I'll continue. And also, I have a wonderful coach, Susan Polgar. And our university has 10 grandmasters. Working with strong players and sharing ideas with them helps a lot. Yeah.
And ironically, Ray Robson is your roommate, right? And you had.
He was my roommate for 2 years, but not anymore.
Okay.
But we're still close friends. I consider him to be like my best buddy. And it's unfortunate that only one of us can win, but it has been an exciting match, and I think he can still be happy with the amount of money he won.
So what's the future hold for you? Now number 10 in the world, and I'm pretty sure you want the opportunity to maybe go further and maybe compete for a world championship. What's on your agenda for the near future?
Well, my aim right now is to continue improving. I hope this tournament will help me to become more motivated in working, because motivation is very important for chess. And right now my goal is to maintain my ranking. Top 10 is obviously not only hard to increase your ranking, but it's also hard to maintain it. And you cannot just be lazy and expect to maintain it. You need to work. And then my next tournament will be on December. It's the Pan American Chess Championship, and it's a collegiate tournament, it's a team event, and then my next big tournament will be Tata Steel on January. So it'll be a very important tournament for me, and I'll have to prepare for it very well.
Well, I know we're all very proud. Webster's proud of you. I know they're proud of you back in the Philippines.
They are, and I would like to thank all the fans, all the spectators who have been following this tournament. I mean, I would like to thank all the Filipino chess fans who support me in this event. But it's all been great. And moving here to the US also has some benefits for me, like working with strong players. And hopefully in the future I can work and be teammates with Hikaru Nakamura.
All right, well, we're all looking forward to that possibility.
Yeah, in the future. And we're looking forward to fight for medals, definitely.
Definitely.
With such a strong team. And you never know, maybe Caruana will also change federations. Then we'll definitely be fighting for medals in every team event. So the chess fans, just continue watching. It'll be an exciting year, and an exciting year also next year. Mm-hmm. World Team in Olympia is coming up.
Well, I know you're going to go out and celebrate with the Webster team, and I wanted to officially congratulate you for your victory, and we hope that you one day get a shot at a world championship.
Thank you, Dame Shabbat. I'm all the best to your future chess interviews, and wish you all the best to your supporters, and thanks for the interview.
Thank you, and safe travels.
I'll see you.
Okay.
I'll fly back.
Thank you. This is Daim Shabazz, and we're signing off in Las Vegas.